The Arlington Oaks. I only regret that I have but one life to lose for my country. These were Nathan Hale's last words right before being hung from a tree by the British for being an American Continental Army spy. Lieutenant Hale understood what it meant to have responsibilities to his country. So did my great-grandfather, Edward Watson Young, who was honored with a Navy Cross and is buried in Arlington National Cemetery, not far from where a northern red oak stands in honor of Lieutenant Hale. I may not be fighting for my country in the same way these two men did, but my responsibilities are still great nonetheless. I will use the mighty oak tree to illustrate three responsibilities I have to my country. The roots of a tree illustrate my responsibility to my family, the branches illustrate the need to pay my own way, and finally, the acorn seeds illustrate my obligation to the future generations. Roots are bound together and connected just as members of a family are. Part of my responsibility today is to my parents. I have a duty to be the best citizen, brother, student, and son I can be. My dad is on the national transplant list. I have an obligation to listen and learn from him. I would still want to do this if he wasn't sick, but I think I understand this better than some students due to our situation. I have a grateful urgency to learn from him every day. I also have a duty to be there for my future children. I have a duty to learn all I can and in turn teach my children empathy, compassion, strength, fortitude, responsibility, and pride in my country. This unbreakable foundation means a stronger family for me and a stronger country for us all. Connected to the roots are the mighty branches. A tree grows branches all on its own, pulling from the strength of its roots. I have a responsibility to do things for myself and pay my own way. Paying my own way includes paying taxes and providing for myself. Society doesn't owe me. I owe society. This puts America first. This drive to be self-sufficient and hardworking is part of why I have a cumulative GPA of 4.0, do community service work, and participate in 3 sports. Going to college, serving your country, or becoming an expert in a trade school are all examples of doing things for yourself and paying your own way. The people revered in our society understand this vital obligation. The seeds of a tree represent my final responsibility, the one to our future generations. If I want future generations to carry on our country's legacy, I need to do things to impact them. I do organ donor advocacy work. This is an example of me thinking of my responsibility to the next generation. Right now, according to Donate Life America, over 120,000 people, my dad being one of them, are waiting on a transplant list, and many will never see that life-changing organ. The foundation explains, even the largest football stadium in the U.S. could not fit the number of patients on the national transplant waiting list. I know if I can convince even one person to become a donor, I have impacted that person, their children, and society as a whole for the better. By all accounts, Lieutenant Hale hung peacefully from the tree. He was able to have peace because he understood his responsibilities to America, especially to the next generation, and knew he had fulfilled them. My obligation to the next generation is paramount. An acorn seed starts out so small, but becomes something magnificent. This is my third responsibility. Benjamin Franklin, at the signing of the Declaration of Independence on August 2, 1776, said, "We must all hang together, or assuredly, we will hang separately." Mr. Franklin knew we had strength and unity in numbers. We must band together and live up to all we can be. We owe it to Lieutenant Hale, my great-grandfather, and every American citizen. We owe it to ourselves. From the roots up, look at oak trees differently. There are countless varieties in Arlington and throughout this great country. They are the perfect way to illustrate our responsibilities. My foundation and family, paying my own way, and my commitment to the future generations. They are my responsibility to America.